Hello, welcome back to these Christmas reflections. Today we're going to be looking at trusting God through inconvenient obedience. And we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, which reads, "At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He travelled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. Now, because this was a Roman census, they were held every 14 years. And we know from archaeology that there was, in fact, a census across the whole of the Roman Empire in the year 6 AD. So it's very likely that that is when Jesus was born. But because it was a Roman census, only the men had to report to be registered. And so how do we see this journey? What's the picture that we have in our minds? So the usual picture of Mary and Joseph on our Christmas cards is Mary in a clean garment, generally blue, and riding along with beautiful hands and a fair complexion, riding a donkey with Joseph walking alongside, holding a staff. There's nobody else around. It's just them two walking along this path. Is that true? Is that really how it happened? So what was life really like for Mary and Joseph? Life for them would have lived in a commune of probably about 4 to 6 houses with a courtyard in the middle, very similar to how the villages are in the rural parts of Africa and Asia. The houses would have been a single room, and Mary would have been working probably a 10-hour day fetching water and fuel for fire to cook, wash and sweep. So she certainly didn't have nice, smooth hands. She would have had quite rough hands with all the work that she was doing, and she would have gone to bed in the evening exhausted. And also the women used to work together to do their tasks, so she would have assisted those in what they were doing. Joseph would have had a one-room workshop producing furniture and agricultural tools. Now unfortunately, because of the nature of the pregnancy, they would have both been suffering the questioning of this mystery pregnancy. And the fact that Joseph was choosing not to divorce her and to break the engagement. The route that they took was 90 miles long, which is the equivalent of Sheffield city centre to Birmingham city centre. And it would have taken them, if they'd walked and not used the donkey, about 10 days due to Mary's condition. And they were used to walking. That was their usual mode of getting from place to place, so they wouldn't have quailed at the journey. it's conjectured that Mary would have travelled with Joseph to escape all the questions that were being asked her about this pregnancy, which she'd endured for the 9 months. But she would have also realised that she was, through the visitation of the angels, a fulfillment of what was promised in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, which says, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from ancient times." Now, the Jordan Valley that they were travelling through to get from Nazareth to Bethlehem contained forests, and so there was lions, there was bears, there was wild boar. So in order to protect themselves, they would have travelled with others. And by making this inconvenient journey, Joseph would have lost business, and the other women in the commune would have lost a helper. The other women in that commune would have had to have fulfilled their tasks without her assistance. So what is it saying to us? When we are called, we were reminded the other Sunday, God uses a small voice, not a megaphone. He doesn't shout to us when we're called to take an inconvenient journey. And we also need to obey and not do a Jonah. Jonah was told to go 500 miles, but he turned and went in totally the opposite direction and set out on a journey which would have been 2,500 miles if he hadn't been swallowed by that great fish. But we must guard against being a Jonah. We have the inconvenience of sometimes having to lay things down, lay down our ministries in order to do what God is calling us to do. We have to hand things over to others to take that burden for us while we carry out that task that God is calling us to do. The road that we travel along may be physically difficult, but often when we're called by God, we go down a dangerous and rough emotional journey. But we need that protection. As we travel, we can ask our fellow believers, the fellow members of our church, to pray for us and to give that protection, either physically or spiritually. Sometimes we know the direct destination. Jonah knew where he was supposed to go to. He's supposed to go to Nineveh, but he set off to go to Joppa, which is on the Mediterranean coast. But sometimes, like Abraham, we just have to trust God, because God wasn't completely clear as to where Abraham was going to go. And Abraham just had to trust God. We have a shepherd who walks ahead of us and who will protect us, as he did for Mary and Joseph. He walks ahead of us and he walks alongside us. And we have a great Saviour. Let's just pray. Father, we just thank you that when you take us on an inconvenient journey, we thank you that you are abiding with us. You do walk with us. You lead us where you want us to. Help us to always answer the requests that you have of us and fulfill your tasks. Amen.